This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2021 Gemini Full Moon. The full moon takes place on December 18th, 2021 at 8:34 p.m. Pacific Time, 11:34 p.m. Eastern Time, and on December 19th, 2021 at 4:34 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 27 degrees Gemini, 29 minutes. What goes on in your mind? That's taking center stage at the Gemini full moon. It's demonstrating the connection between what we think and how we feel. Both ends of that equation have definitely been changing and are hitting a point of clarity and release. This moon is helping the process along by nudging us to focus, choose, and let go. Not exactly Gemini traits, but stretching is inevitable now. This is the first event on the Gemini-Sagittarius axis since the latest eclipses in those signs wrapped up December 4. Over the past 2+ years, these eclipses have been spotlighting the power of thoughts and beliefs, and particularly their real-world ramifications. The cycle culminated in the Sagittarius new moon, a solar eclipse that's shooting us into new horizons. The Gemini full moon is following with cleanup work, jettisoning more baggage for the voyage and dropping the booster rockets as well. We could go overboard with the moon in a close trine to Jupiter and his amplifying touch. Thoughts and feelings and events and dramas are grandiose, exaggerated, larger than life. There are benefits to things blowing up so big. Enlargement takes situations to their logical, okay, often illogical, extremes. It makes it easier to see what's going on. It makes it easier to pop them. Fortunately, we're not inclined to hang on. Every full moon carries the potential for releasing. This one also encourages rearranging and tweaking. The moon is in conjunct the two rulers of desire and money, Venus and Pluto. Emotions are adjusting, and how, to the fierce and feral impact of their conjunction, which was exact December 11th. Their meeting fuels cellular, primal, non-rational, and irresistible impulses, itches that must be scratched, compulsions and temptations that override common sense or propriety and lure us into succumbing. With both in Capricorn, we're profoundly, paradoxically, aware of the long term and willing to tear down existing situations to dive into intense, if somewhat naughty, desire. Venus-Pluto developments are backsplashing onto the process of reframing what we think and believe and how we feel about that. Realizing an intense desire may lead to changing how you think about yourself. It may lead to changing what you believe to be true. Friendships are likely involved, with the moon linking to Jupiter in the sign that rules them, Aquarius. Current tweaks and adjustments are just the first stage in a 3-part dance. That continues when Venus and Pluto meet 2 more times, on December 25th, during Venus's retrograde, and again early next year. We'll be revisiting, going deeper, and no doubt clearing out more before Venus leaves Capricorn in March. For now, thoughts and communication systems are getting a shakeup. Mercury, ruler of Gemini, as well as what goes in and out of our minds and mouths, is in the easy flow of a trine to radical change agent Uranus. This is a conduit for startling information, for light bulbs going off with very practical ramifications, and for quick changes in thinking and perspectives. All put us on board with fresh approaches and innovation. They'll quickly prove useful. They are paving the way to Uranus's 3rd exact square from Saturn on December 24th, a day before Venus and Pluto have their 2nd meeting. The way you view yourself and your world has already undergone massive change. That will quickly lead to profound choices and realignments before the end of the year. You can learn more about this in my forecast for the month of December, which is posted at Om Times and my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can sign up for my mailing list and get my Jupiter in Pisces quick reference guide as a thank you. Listen to my weekly podcasts and book a session with me. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. I host the show Celestial Compass on Om Times Radio on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I host lively conversation on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group The Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I'm on Instagram at K.A. Beal, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.